1039 and MyPigRadio.com, the morning show. John, Anna, and friends. Thursday morning, Friday Eve, June the 9th, 2022. It's partly cloudy out there. Got some clouds this morning, but sunshine later. And just a very, very slight chance for showers today. We've had a little bit of rain for like 3 or 4 days in a row, but probably not going to happen today, but could happen late tonight or in the morning. It would be our best shot for our next chance for rain. But right now it's 72 degrees out there, so not too bad. Highs today about 90. Well, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, and sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we do have friends, guests from the community today. We've got Jennifer Unger, and she's from Track, and Andrew Clark, he is from the Texarkana Symphony Orchestra, and he also is running the Perot Theater because right. The TSO took that over. So he's got double hats or multiple hats.
That he wears. Does it all.
So it's good to meet. We found out during the Facebook, by the way, that he was from Little Rock, and then he spent time up in the St. Louis area and went to Richardson, Texas, and then somehow or another made it to Texarkana.
Good life,
Jason. Most of his adult life has been spent in Texarkana.
That's right.
All right. So it's good to have you in here, and welcome to the program this morning. Always welcome, Jennifer.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And so we've got exciting things to talk about. There's a huge,
Yes.
A double concert, back, you know, there's two groups performing, excuse me, on the 17th at the Perot Theater. That's a week from tomorrow. And talking about a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Mm-hmm. World renowned. Talk about satisfaction and the night that's going to be coming up on the 17th.
We are so excited that we are able to bring Satisfaction. TSO and Track are partnering to bring Texarkana this incredible show that has literally been around the world, as you said. So Chasing Rita will open, and then Satisfaction will take the stage. They're the world's greatest tribute band to the Rolling Stones. So it's going to be extra fun.
It'll be.
It's just not any just little tribute band. World renowned. They spent time in Vegas. They've been all over the world. I mean, this is the premier Rolling Stones, right?
Very much. And the neat part about it is it has a great Texarkana connection.
That's right.
It does. Tell us more.
Chris LeGrand, the leader of the band, the role of Mick Jagger, mm-hmm. is a graduate of Texas High, has lots of connections still in Texarkana. And also Wade Fowler, who was their drummer for a while, who is here in Texarkana and now is a part of Chasing Rita.
Perfect.
Which will be the opening band for Satisfaction next Friday.
So it's a big celebration of Texarkana talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for them to have made it that big, to be world renowned, I mean, it's huge.
It is huge.
And they're bringing it here to Texarkana. And so it's going to be back-to-back double night of entertainment that begins at 7:30, right, on that Friday night?
That's right, 7:30.
All right, so how do we get tickets?
Yes, affordable tickets.
So, yes, they are affordable. And yeah. The easiest way to get them is to go online to the protheater.org website and just order those tickets and either print them off or put them on your phone and bring them into the lobby, and we'll scan you and get you in. That's your best chance to get your best seat.
Yeah.
But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way...
There are some of those people.
Yeah, you can call it 903-792-4992. Or you can stop by 221 Main Street and see Debbie and Taylor in the box office.
And, of course, you know, we were talking about it on the Facebook, the last-minute people in Texarkana, which there is seems to be a plethora of those. You can get them at the box office the night of, but, you know, if you want to pick out your seat ahead of time and get where you want to get, it's best to just go online, since it's so easy now to do that and then get it scanned off your phone. I mean, that's... I actually love that, Anna. Believe it or not, Mr. Not Technology. I kind of like the.
You're okay with that now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that thing.
Well, you don't have to keep up with your ticket.
I know.
You just have to keep up with your phone, which hopefully you're going to do anyway.
It's part of our soul, so we have to have it.
We have to have that. So get your tickets. It's coming up a week from tomorrow, 17th, at the beautiful Perot Theater in downtown Texarkana.
We do have still a few VIP tickets, which Jennifer can tell you a little bit about those that are available. That's your best experience next
week. Now, what's going to happen if you're a VIP ticket?
If you're a VIP, you get to sit down front and center, be right there in front of the band, and you get a meet and greet with the band and some photos ahead of time and a free drink at the bar. So it's a pretty great deal, and they're almost gone. So okay. If you want them, don't hesitate. Don't be last minute because you will miss out on that VIP experience. But if that's not your jam, we do have very affordable tickets. Andrew and I were really committed to making sure that anybody who really wanted to come would be able to come.
Right.
Because tickets are affordable, starting at $25. Right. That's for a concert ticket.
That's very good.
Very reasonable.
At the Perot, so it's a nice facility.
And we're you don't have to travel.
Yeah, we're not in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And no skeeters. No sweating. We're inside
no chiggers.
We're inside the beautiful Perot Theater. We're going to continue talking about many other things.
Yes.
Besides the huge concert that's coming up next week, because they got a lot going on. And we'll continue that conversation. More of the best and most country also coming up on the Pig as we roll through a Thursday morning at one of our favorites, On the Road Again.
Yes.
Anna came off the road.
I did. Thank
she
goodness.
She was on assignment most of this week, but we're thankful that she's back in here. And lighting up the airwaves. Have I poured it on enough, Anna?
You can keep going.
Did you bring me anything back from your trip?
Yes.
Just a bunch of trouble?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought you back a bunch of stuff.
That's what I thought. All
new
right.
Projects.
Anyway, I'm glad she's in here. And also glad we got guests. Of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. And this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning. So we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, Jennifer Unger and Andrew Clark. They come to us from Track and TSO and the Perot Theater. Man, they do a lot down there.
They do.
We are busy,
and downtown is hopping.
It is.
Well, it really, really is. Now, we've been talking about the big Satisfaction concert that's coming up next Friday night, and we'll wrap around that again before they leave. But there are other things going on with the TSO, yep. The Pro, Track, just wherever you want to start. I mean, what's going on right now at Track?
Right now, we have our student juried exhibition. We've got about another week left, so don't miss it. It is elementary through high school, and it's on all four floors of the Regional Arts Center.
How much does it cost to look at this?
It's free.
I like that
word. Yes.
You can go look at some fantastic art done by young people, and they will amaze you
how
talented they are. And it's free.
Free is good.
I love free.
Yeah. We also have our Third Thursday speaker series coming up on the Third Thursday, which I believe is the 16th. We have Jess Weiner, who is a muralist. You may recognize her by the big TXK mural downtown across from the Perot Theater. And she is going to do the speaker series and talk about her art, her story, inspirational. So whether you're an artist or you just think art or murals or downtown is cool, come on down. And she's also doing a class for kids.
So neat.
Your kids can be taught by a muralist. And create their own art wall. They'll be shown on our art wall next to the Regional Arts Center.
And we can still get into the classes?
There are still a few spaces left for the children's classes. So check out our website. Some of them are selling out or already sold out. Right. So don't wait.
Don't
last minute this. You will miss out. And you won't want to. These are incredible. My kids have been doing them since they could.
Right.
And they're amazing.
They are. They change their lives. In more ways than just the talent, you learn a lot about yourself.
You really do.
And at the beautiful Regional Arts Center, after the student art is done, then you're going to have the adults.
Then the adults get their turn. And that is an international show. And it's just gone to the juror. So we will see what comes out. And this is the first year that we have had video in the show.
Okay, so it's a new category.
We had never allowed video before, but video it has become an art form that is recognized by a lot of museums now. And this is not your typical I'm gonna create a story with my phone. This is art video.
Right.
So it's very exciting. It kind of will make you think, make you wonder, and I got a sneak preview of one and I couldn't stop watching it.
Okay.
It was really cool.
We have to go see it.
Well, you.
And it's free.
Why don't you enter some of your
it's
videos?
Free.
It's art of some sort.
It's bad art.
It's bad art.
Our tutorials on how to do something. It's like.
Well, maybe you'll get some inspiration when you come and
see
what the artists are doing. Because, in fact, our visual arts coordinator, Chris Wicker, who has been on your show many times, He is actually, his MFA is in video.
Oh.
So that's one of the reasons I said, sure, let's do it.
Because let's
do
this.
Have somebody who knows how to install it properly.
Yes.
And he will do it.
That's he will sure. do it.
Tell us a little bit about what's coming up or going on with TSO and the Perot and things
sure.
like that.
Sure. So the TSO announced our season about a month ago. Uh-huh. We're in our off season, really. We professional orchestras usually take the summer off. Mm-hmm. They go play at festivals. Our first concert, again, is in October. So we'll start our season back in October with the great Zul Bailey cellist, who we've had in Texarkana before, have a full, wonderful season of programming, which includes the live show Jurassic Park, the
wow. original oh,
movie,
hey.
With a live professional orchestra playing the score while you watch the movie.
That oh, neat.
And so
that'll be, yeah, that'll be the first week in March 2023.
Okay.
So we have a lot of time to get ready for that.
Yes, we do.
And then in addition to all of that, the Pro Theater will be announcing several great things that we are bringing as the theater mm-hmm. Within the next month that will fill out our calendar. And of course, the theater is always welcome to anyone who'd like to rent the space. It's truly our community gym. It's the jewel box of Texarkana and of the South, and we'd love to have your event in the theater. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jennifer, we're very happy that Track's going to continue their theater mm-hmm. for young audiences, as well as some other things. Mm-hmm. We really want to make sure that the theater is open and accessible to not only arts and arts organizations, but the whole community.
Well, thank you.
Get a hold of them and get that done. It is, man, the Pro is beautiful.
Inside. It really
I
is.
I love it. All right, we'll continue talking and also get y'all to play a game, and we'll kind of wrap up Satisfaction and all that as we continue on a Thursday morning right here on The Pig. Yeah, we call it the best of most country. 103.9 and mypigradio.com. It is the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Milway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, and sensible. They got three convenient locations to serve you: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. We have guests from the community. Jennifer Unger is from Track. Andrew Clark is from the Texarkana Symphony Orchestra, TSO, and TSO is running the Pro.
Right.
So he does several things down there. The two of them, with all the other people downtown that have got things going on, have got downtown hopping.
They do.
And it's so great to see the revitalization of downtown. It's going to continue. And it's just going to get better and better.
It will.
A lot of progress has been made over the past couple of years down there.
It's a really exciting time to be downtown and to be part of the renaissance happening downtown.
Yeah, it's just bringing a whole new life back to downtown. So it's great. Hey, we got a game.
Okay, good.
And here is the game today. It's kind of a trivia thing, and it's kind of a hodgepodge of things. So
all right.
It's trivia. Let's see how well we do on it, okay?
We're going to nail it.
All right. Tell us the actor who said this in a famous baseball movie, "There's No Crying in Baseball"?
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yes, Tom Hanks.
I love that line.
In A League of Their Own. Yep. Yeah. No crying in baseball. All right, here's another one. "You Can't Handle the Truth."
Oh, I love that movie.
It's in a famous movie that had Tom Cruise in it and others.
Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Yep, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, he was the general or whatever.
Men, yep.
Big all-star. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, yeah, thank you. Yeah. "You can't handle the truth." Let's see what else. "You had me at hello."
Oh.
Who said that?
Renee Zellweger.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
What is this, the Tom Cruise hour?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't write them. I just read them. Let's see. What else we got here? The Grateful Dead's, that's a rock group for you people, highly devoted fan base are known as what?
Deadheads.
That's right, the Deadheads. Who encouraged the world to get down on it in 1981? It was a pop group.
Oh, I can sing it, but I can't.
Yeah.
Is it Kool & the Gang?
It's Kool & the Gang. Kool & Get Down on It.
Yeah. I was starting to sing it.
She was dancing everything.
I was dancing it.
All right, let's see if we got another one here. Okay, Anna, don't shout this one out.
Okay.
I know this is one of your favorite people.
Oh.
Which female singer released "Rolling in the Deep"? And it's a pop star.
You know this one.
Pop star.
Adele?
Yes, Adele. Adele did do that.
I knew you would know that one. It's like, yeah, you got that one.
This one's a little tough.
Okay.
What was Audrey Hepburn's birth name? Do you know Audrey Hepburn's birth name, the famous actress?
Hmm. We should know this.
I feel like I've heard it, but I don't remember.
Is it like Audie something?
Audrey is right, but it's Audrey Kathleen Rustin.
Oh,
Audrey Hepburn.
But Audrey Hepburn is a better name.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It
Who works. Is the first actor to play Jack Ryan on the screen? Do you know that?
Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For the win.
Really, for the win. What is the name of the diner that served as a popular hangout spot in the TV series Beverly Hills 90210? Do you remember that series? It's the name of a diner that they hung out in.
Oh, it had...
He's thinking.
He's thinking. Gonna get it.
As soon as you say it, we'll go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have known that. I don't know.
Peach Pit.
Peach Pit. Yeah. I knew it had a P in there somewhere. Yeah.
And let's see, two more. In which film did Jessica Simpson make her professional acting debut? Jessica Simpson made a professional acting debut in a movie that was also a TV series back in the late 70s and 80s was a TV series.
Oh, I remember.
Got the famous cars.
The Daisy Duke shorts. Which
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. Dukes of Hazzard. You said Dukes, so yeah.
And what was the most popular video game in the 1980s? I wouldn't get it right. I would have said something else.
I would have said Pac-Man, but
Mario. Yeah.
There he goes. Yeah. He got it. Mario. I would have said
a guy
Pac-Man. But I like Pac-Man.
I love Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man. Those were my games.
I am too. And I actually did better at Ms. Pac-Man than I did at
Pac-Man. I did too.
Yeah.
I always thought I liked it because she was cuter.
I don't know. I just seemed to do better with it. I was got pretty good at that Ms. Pac-Man.
My six-year-old son got one of those mini arcade games they sell now in Pac-Man and just loves it.
That's a lot of fun. All right, got about a minute here. Tell us about tickets to go see Satisfaction and the double concert that's coming up on the 17th.
You don't want to miss the world premiere Satisfaction, Rolling Stones tribute band at the Pro Theater on the 17th. You can buy tickets online at protheater.org. Or you can call the box office or stop by or get them that night.
If you're last minute, you can get them that night.
A few VIP tickets left if you want an experience a little beyond what everything else is.
But just a few, so don't wait.
And Chasing Rita will open for them, and we've got two renowned people from Texarkana that are in each band.
Right.
It's going to be a great night.
Celebrate Texarkana, and Track and TSO are happy to bring you this show together. It's a joint effort.
Yes.
So Track and TSO are bringing Texarkana really cool things.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. More of the best, most countries coming up.